Hey, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and we are on day two of our 100 days of podcasting. So here we go. And I hope, again, that these are inspiring you to think about what could you do for 100 days consistently, that if you did just that one thing for 100 days, it would make a huge difference in your business. And I also hope you're kind of enjoying the journey that I'm taking you on with my business. So you get behind the scenes look at what I'm doing to build my business. And hey, together we'll see what happens in 100 days, right? Hopefully at 101 days, we'll be celebrating something huge. So this morning, I woke up at, what was it? It wasn't even 5 o'clock. It was one of those mornings, and I went to bed kind of late. Probably 11-ish, 11:30-ish that I actually fell asleep. But my brain woke up this morning around, I think it was like 4:40 in the morning. And I ended up just getting out of bed. Now, I'm an 8-hour-a-night person. I need my 8 hours of sleep. So I'm pretty darn sure I will be taking a really extended, long nap this afternoon. But when I woke up this morning, my brain was like ready to go. I thought, I'm going to run with it. So I made my coffee and my French press and sat down with my planner, my journal, because I still don't have those planners. Actually, fingers crossed, if you listened to yesterday's day one, you know I'm waiting on 2 planners to come. I did get notified today already this morning that supposedly I think they're both coming today. So wish me luck on that. I'll let you know on the next podcast if they arrive. But anyway, back to today. So I decided I needed to just get up and do a brain dump for my business. And that's what I wanted to talk to you today is about the power of a brain dump. Because if you ever have those sleepless nights where you're thinking about all the things you need to do, then what you need to do is a brain dump. And a brain dump can be so powerful because what it does is it takes all those ideas, all those thoughts, all those like, oh my gosh, I have to remember to blah, blah, blah. And you put it down on a sheet of paper. Or in my case, I love my journal. And I usually keep one journal going for probably about 6 months. And I have fallen in love with the minimalism art journals. They have 4 different sections in them that are you can bullet, you can graph, you can draw, there's line pages. And the thing I love the most is it has a content page. So your table of contents, and you can put what page you wrote something down on and what it was. So if you, like, I just write all sorts of stuff in my journals, and it's not a diary. And that's the thing too. Maybe I'll do a whole nother podcast on journaling. I'll save that for another podcast. But it's not, a journal is not a diary. And I think people get stuck on that. I write everything down in my journal. So today, I got up this morning and I decided to do a brain dump list. And it's kind of I'm looking at it as my first quarter brain dump for my business. So the first quarter of 2021, I just jotted down that what are all of the things that I need to do, like not just today, not just this week, but I'm going to give myself time, basically the first quarter, the first 3 months of the year, to get these things accomplished. And I thought I would share today what I put on my brain dump list. And maybe that will inspire you to create your own brain dump list and get a better picture of what goes on that. Like, you've probably heard me talk about a dump list. You've probably heard other successful entrepreneurs, business people talk about a brain dump, but maybe you're not sure, like, what do I even put on it? So I hope this helps you kind of get an idea. And I would highly encourage you to sit down this weekend and create your own brain dump for the first quarter of 2021. Okay, so here's what's on mine. And some of these, I will do another podcast this week because, hey, I have 98 more podcasts to do in the next 100 days. So I'll talk more in depth about some of the details of what's on my brain dump list, but this is just going to be a quick overview of what I wrote down this morning really early with my coffee. So number one, I need to pick a platform. I need to pick a server or platform that I will use for at least 2021. I'm going to do a whole separate podcast on this, but I have been driving myself crazy trying to figure out, am I going to use Teachable? Am I going to use Kajabi? Am I going to use Simplero, Kartra? What am I going to use to host my courses and my membership community for my clients? And I've wasted so much time looking at all these different courses, signing up for their trials, ClickFunnels, that's another one I've been looking at, which I don't think that's going to work for me for courses and stuff. So I'm kind of ruling that one out. But there are so many great options out there. And again, I'm just driving myself crazy trying to figure out which one I'm going to do. So today, my have to get done today is decide on one and stick with it for at least the year. So that's number one on my brain dump list. Number two, by the way, going back to that, one of the things I've realized, one of my top five strengths is what's called Maximizer. If you've heard me talk about Strength Finders, Clifton Strengths, and Maximizer is really awesome, but it also can be very debilitating when I'm trying to make a decision because I want the best decision. I want the best option. So I deliberate on things way too long. So I'm going to do another podcast soon on how Maximizer shows up in a good way and a not so good way. Okay. So number one today, again, back to my brain dump list, is just pick a platform and stick with it. Number two is hire my help this week. I've been talking to another friend of mine to help me as a VA to start doing some of these things that drive me crazy, and also somebody to help me with social media. So that's on my to-do list for next week. I want to have that done, have them start working for me, get that in place. Number three, I need to update my website and finish doing some things that I was planning on doing. I have kind of in place, but I just need to get that done by the end of next week. Number four was set up coaching sessions for myself with a friend of mine who does actually Strength Finders coaching. I want to dive deeper into my strengths and how to use them. So I need to set that appointment up with a coach for me. Number five, finish the course I started for you guys. I have my goal setting course. There's still a few finishing touches on that. There's a lot of information in there. So if anybody, when they sign up, they have a lot of content to start working on, but there's still some things that aren't finished yet. So I just need to get that done. I need to get that finished. I hate having those things hanging over my head. And I don't know about you, but have you ever found sometimes there's things that you're thinking about doing and it seems like they're going to take so long to do and you put them off and put them off and put them off. And finally, when you just sit down and do them, it's like, oh, well, that actually didn't even take me that long. Why was I waiting? Why was I putting that off? And the stress of putting things off is worse than just sitting down and getting it done. And I know that's going to be the way with this course. So that's just got to get done. It's got to get off my plate. Okay, number six was decide on a coaching client platform. So this is a little different than number one, and that I just need to figure out where am I going to keep track of my one-on-one coaching clients? What platform will I use for that? Number seven is look at Acuity. I've been hearing a lot about this. Currently, I use Calendly for scheduling my appointments. And there's just been some little bugs about that that I don't like. So I want to look into another option with that. Can you see there's a lot of back-end stuff that I'm working on this week, getting things done, the behind-the-scenes stuff that just needs to be done in order to run a business? Number eight, finish a Pinterest course that I signed up for a while back. and it's with Jenna Kucher, and I just need to get that done. And I also want to see if I enjoy the course, if she offers an affiliate program with that Pinterest course. Number nine, create an affiliate page on my website. So what's an affiliate page? So affiliate is where if you love something, you kind of share that with your clients, your friends, and if they purchase it, you get a little percentage. So it's a win-win-win because the course creator or whoever originally designed it, it's a way for them to be in front of more people because happy customers are talking about it. It's a way to make a little extra money because as an affiliate to something, you get paid a small percentage. Some is really little, some's a little bit more. And it's a way for you to also, so let's say I love this Pinterest course that I'm taking and I recommend that you take it. Then I get a little percentage, but then I don't have to create a Pinterest course myself. I can just say, hey, just you need to know about Pinterest, go take this course. And then you get to take this awesome course. So it's a win-win-win. So I need to find out more about that. Number 10, I've been wanting to create a business email address. So it's instead of having sherrymiter@gmail.com, I know I need to have a professional one at like sherry@sherrymiterco.com. So I need to get that done. Number 11, work on my framework for my super beta Shift Sales Source Success Academy. I already got that done this morning. Check. Number 12, promote my vision board creating course. That's live. I did get that done yesterday. So I need to promote that some more on Instagram and Pinterest. Number 13, I also want to schedule another coaching session with another coach that I use on some clarity stuff. Get that on the books. Number 14, work on my client offer ladder. So that is where what steps am I going to take my clients through? What offers do I want to have out there in 2021? And I actually already got that worked on this morning too. Number 15 is line up podcast guests. This year, I want to bring on a lot more guests onto my podcast. So I need to work on that. There's a few people I need to just reach out to. That's on my list. Number 16 is create my schedule. Another thing I've been thinking about is just making sure, get my schedule tight. When am I doing coaching sessions? When am I doing interviews? When am I working on behind the scenes stuff? I just need to get my schedule tight. And number 17, this is super fun, is work on my Facebook community and a contest that we're going to be running in there to expand the community and offer some really fun spotlights of some other entrepreneurs. So anyway, those are the things on my brain dump list for my business. And I'm calling it the first quarter, but as I'm going through that, it's like, okay, a lot of these things I need to get done in the next few weeks. So I hope that helps you kind of get an idea, get your brain going of what needs to go on your brain dump list. Then once you create your brain dump list, then look at it and figure out, okay, what needs to be done soon? What can wait a while? What can wait an extended while? And start plugging them into your calendar. When are you going to work on those things? When are you going to get them checked off? And I promise you, when you start getting in the habit of doing this, you will sleep better. You'll have more peace in your life. And at least you'll know that, okay, I'm working on this. I'm working on this. And it just reminds you your priorities. So I hope that helps. And as always, thank you for listening. If you have any questions, reach out to me, DM me. It's in the footnote or in the show notes. And I can't wait to hear how creating brain dumps helps you in your business and your life.